Hello, this is Tina Heisman, Certified Master Life Coach. Thank you for joining me today on my live marriage coaching call. Today, we are going to talk about how your thoughts are sabotaging your marriage, and I'm going to give you a simple tool to change it. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just go in the search bar of Facebook and search The Happy Wives Community. You can also head to my website, tinaheisman.com, and there's a banner at the bottom of the front page that will take you right there. Also on my website, you'll find that I've created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. So just visit my website to download it, and I think that will help you solve maybe any challenges that you might be having in your marriage. Day-to-day things, you know? Okay, so let's dive in. The topic for today's call is how your thoughts are sabotaging your marriage. You heard me right. Your thoughts are sabotaging your marriage. That is, if you're unhappy in your marriage right now or really discontented. Sometimes we go through seasons of being totally frustrated with our spouse. You know, it just seems like they don't care about us, and we feel like they can't do anything right. Like, even when they do try, it's just not enough, or it's not at the right time, or it's inconvenient for us, and why can't they just do it differently? I think we've all probably been there before. It's actually a cycle of frustration. Today, what I want to do is share with you a tool to help you get out of that cycle of frustration. It's a cycle of a different kind, a three-step process that you can use every single day. Other relationship experts and psychologists call it the think, feel, act cycle. So it's a cycle that you actually already are repeating every single day over and over again without even thinking about it. So it could either work positively or negatively in your life. And so if you're in a cycle of frustration with your husband, you might be stuck in a negative think, feel, act cycle. So we just need to get out of it, right? It sounds easy. So here's what the cycle means. It means what you think causes what you feel, which causes your actions. So your actions are based on those thoughts and feelings. And then there are, you know, repercussions based on your actions. So we're going to talk about a specific example as we go through each of these three steps so that you can see clearly how this might play out in your life with an everyday situation that I hear from a lot of moms that they bump into. So step one is your thoughts. Your thoughts are so powerful. They're powerful enough to create whatever you want or whatever you don't want. Let me put it this way. What you think about, you bring about. What you focus on is what you see. And so if you are stuck in a rut and all you can see are the things that your husband is doing to annoy you or that bother you or that hurt your feelings or make you sad, that is all that you're going to see. Let me put it another way. Your complaint about your husband is a negative affirmation that attracts more of the same negativity. I hope that makes sense to you. If you think about problems, you are going to see problems. But if you think about blessings, you are going to see blessings. I'm not just saying that all you have to do is think positive and everything will be happy and everything will be fixed. But that's the start of it. Everything, all of the discomfort and pain and everything that we go through in our life, it's not a result of what happens to us. It's a result of how we handle what happens to us. And handling what happens to us starts with our thoughts about it. Negative thoughts sabotage our marriage, but we have the power to stop them. So let's take a specific example. One complaint I hear from moms is that their husband is always coming home late from work, right? And so that leaves you at home longer than you thought with the kids and doing extra duties, and you're tired and you just want your husband there to help you and to be supportive of you and to be your friend and your teammate in this, right? And it feels so frustrating that they just work these long hours and they're not there for us. That's how we're feeling, right? So the thought that you might be having is, my husband is always late coming from home from work, so he must not care about me, okay? So that's the thought. That is what drives your feelings. So let's move on to step two. Step two is your feelings about your husband coming home late from work. Because whether you realize it or not, that thought is causing a feeling. A feeling is different than a thought, and I really want you to understand that, because a lot of times when I ask my clients, how do you feel about that, they give me a thought instead of a feeling. A feeling is a one-word emotional statement, like happy, grateful, peaceful, hopeful, or sad, mad, lonely, stressed, frustrated. Those are feeling words, right? So your thoughts create your feelings. So if your thought is that your husband doesn't care about you because he always comes home from work late at night, what feeling might that create in you? Like if you've had this experience, you could think of a feeling that you've already had before, or maybe if you're lucky, you haven't had this exact experience, but what might you feel? You might be frustrated. You could probably list a bunch, but we're just going to pick one and go with one feeling on it to keep it really simple. So let's say your feeling is frustration. So the thought is, my husband always comes home from work late, leaves all the work for me, he must not care about me, and I feel frustrated. So that leads us now into your action. So that thought and that feeling are causing you to take an action. You probably don't even realize it, or maybe you do, but you're not sure how to stop it. I know I've been there. So your reaction, because of your frustration, could be different for all of us. Maybe you would harp on your husband when he called you or came home, or maybe you would ignore him in hopes that he gets the idea that you're frustrated with him, you know, maybe giving him the silent treatment. So let's just pick one. Let's just say you give him the silent treatment when he finally does get home, you know, because you're frustrated and maybe you sort of, I don't know, I feel like sometimes I don't give my husband the silent treatment on purpose, but it's like I'm frustrated in my head and I'm trying to deal with it. And I'm trying not to be mad at him, but I am feeling mad at him. I'm feeling bad because I'm here doing everything by myself. And so it comes off as a silent treatment. And so that definitely gives them a message that what they did was unacceptable. And they probably are not really sure what they did because they're just at work, right? Okay, so that's the action. So we're going to pick one action, and the action is the silent treatment, that now you're not speaking to him when he comes home. So let's take a quick look at our three-step cycle. Number one, your thought was that your husband is always late coming home from work, and so he doesn't care about you. Your feeling about that was frustration. Your action was to give him the silent treatment when he came home. And so now, how are you feeling about all of this now, just thinking about it? It's not a happy place, am I right? It's not a peaceful place. It's not a loving place. It's not a place that makes you feel connected to your husband, which is what you really want. So let's think about this now, because your husband is going to have a reaction to this. He is going to have his own think, feel, act cycle. He is going to think, okay, she's mad at me, and it's for no good reason, and I don't even know why she's mad at me. That might make him feel angry, and then his action could be maybe he would yell at you, or maybe he would give you the silent treatment, and now you're not talking at all. So let's just say his response, you know, was that his action was that he yelled at you. And so now you are going to have another think, feel, act cycle in response to that. So where does that put us now? It puts us in a crazy cycle, right? We're just in a crazy cycle. When, think about it, if you strip this down, all you really want is to know that you're loved by your husband. But unfortunately, these stupid negative thoughts sabotage us, and they cause us to act in a way that drives our partner away instead of pulling him in. So we have to stop this craziness. And I want to teach you how to use this think, feel, act cycle in a way that will help you bring more connection into your marriage with your husband instead of disconnect. So what we need to do is just to think a different thought. Probably what's going to happen for you is that negative thought will come first, but now that you're aware of it, you can choose a different thought. You can choose to think, instead of thinking, my husband always comes home late from work, he must not care about me. What if you chose the thought, my husband always comes home from work late, he is working so hard for our family. What if you thought that instead? It's true, is it not? It's a judgment. It's, you know, obviously an opinion. We don't know exactly for true, but it's what it looks like. So think about how differently that feels. Like, now if you're thinking, my husband works so hard to support our family, doesn't that make you feel, like, grateful instead of angry or frustrated? Do you see? Now we have a totally different feeling going on. And so what might an action be that we would take if we were feeling grateful for our husband working so hard for our family? Maybe we would do an act of kindness for him, or heat up his dinner for him since he was late and missed dinner or something like that. Or maybe you would just say something like, thank you for working so hard for our family. If this is a problem in your life, I would love to encourage you to just practice those words. Even though you might be feeling frustrated, try practice saying those words, thank you so hard for working so hard for our family. See what happens with that. You're going to make him just grin from ear to ear. So when we practice this new cycle of positive thinking, when your husband comes home and you say to him, thank you for working so hard for our family, he's going to have a positive think, feel, act cycle too. He's going to say, wow, you know, thank you for saying that, or something like that. And you might be surprised. He might help you do something around the house extra or something with the kids. I have a client who once told me when her husband came home, instead of reacting in the same old negative way, she heated up his dinner, put it on the kitchen table for him, and she said, I'm going to take the kids upstairs and give them a bath. You just enjoy your dinner in quiet. And she did that. She took the kids by herself, even though she really would have preferred and loved to have help from her husband. She made this act of sacrifice for him, this act of kindness. And when she came back downstairs with the kids, the kitchen was clean and all the dishes were done. So he did an act of kindness for her because he saw that she did an act of kindness for him. That's how you break this crazy cycle. So what I'm suggesting that you do is start to notice when you get a negative thought about your husband and challenge it. Say, is this true? Am I 100% that my husband doesn't care about me because he works hard long hours? I'm here to tell you the research that the experts have done on men show the exact opposite of that. They're working so hard for you and for your kids. And when we can try and get out of our own head and see that and respond differently, we are going to get a much different response from our husband. So that is how our negative thoughts sabotage our marriage. And this think, feel, act cycle is how we can get out of it. So I know that you might have your own specific questions about this. So we can talk about that in a moment, or you could always reach out to me privately. This is the end of the formal part of our talk today, but we can talk about questions in the Q&A section. Before we go, I just want to remind you that I have a free marriage makeover guide on my website that will help you fix challenges in your marriage. My website is tinaheisman.com, and I'd love to see you in the Happy Wives community on Facebook if you're interested in that. And, of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.